We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He's bad to the bone, LSU coach Paul Maneri. Coach, how are you, man?
Hey, Christian, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice. Hope everything's well.
Well, you know, after 4 months of this, you know, we've kind of become acclimated and dealing with it. I just got off a long phone call with our sport administrator for LSU baseball, our senior associate athletic director, Dan Gaston. And, you know, we talked about a lot of things about getting back to work and when to bring the staff back and how we're going to operate things in fall practice. So it's unique times for everybody, but we're getting close and getting excited to being able to see the players again. I haven't seen them in 4 months. I haven't even had our coaching staff together in 4 months. So, you know, I can hardly stand the wait, to be honest with you.
Can you share anything about details of that call in terms of dates or how you guys are going to interact with the players, see the players? Would you care to share those?
Well, our veteran players are reporting back on August the 9th, and then they'll have physicals over the course of the next 3 days. They'll spread them out. And then the players will quarantine for a week or so following those physicals. And, you know, part of the physical, of course, will be a COVID test. The new players will be arriving on August the 12th, and they will then be tested, you know, our physical exams over the next 3 days, including a COVID test as well. And then they'll quarantine. So, you know, we're mapping out our plan for a week after they've all been back, you know, after their quarantine period is over, to start back with some voluntary weightlifting and those kinds of things. And then, you know, trying to schedule our individual practices. I'm hoping to actually start our official fall practice earlier, Christian, by 2 weeks than what we've normally done, in hopes that we can get as much in as we possibly can before, you know, any possible cases come up. Because if somebody's exposed to the wrong person, that, you know, when I say wrong person, somebody that is tested positive, then that person has to quarantine even if they're not sick. So, you know, it's going to be such a unique experience this fall, and I'm just hoping that we can get through fall practice, get a lot of practice in, be able to see the players, teach them, get to evaluate them, so that, you know, if things do get cut shorter, when fall practice does end, we will have a pretty good idea of what kind of a squad we have and who are the guys we can really count on. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of, you know, just adjusting day by day and doing the best that we can with it.
How's the health of any of your players and your staff? I know you've been checking on them.
Well, you know, we've had some positive cases. You know, I've had four players over the course of the summer that were diagnosed with having the virus. And then we've actually had two staff members as well, one coaching member and then one support staff. But they're all feeling great now. I mean, they've been through it. They were tested. They were tested positive. They quarantined. They feel better now. And, you know, hopefully there won't be any more cases, but you just never know.
LSU coach Paul Maneri here on Sports Talk. And coach, have you guys been able to, I guess, quantify these players that lost their spring high school baseball season as to what impact that had on recruiting or will have on recruiting going forward?
Well, it's very hard to quantify it, but our recruiting coordinator, Nolan Kane, has just done a yeoman's job over the last couple of years. Our recruiting class for coming in this fall, these kids that lost out on their senior year in high school or their sophomore year in junior college, you know, they're all set to come. We've got our class is ready. You know, we went through the draft, the whole thing, and you know, several of them are playing summer ball right now, so that they're getting some baseball in. And I think they'll show up ready to go, and we'll be able to take a good look at them this fall. Now, the graduating class of 2021, those high school kids that are going into their senior year, most of that class had already been recruited as well, believe it or not, before the pandemic hit. So I feel very confident even about the class of 2021, the high school graduating class of 2021, that we've had them well evaluated. They've been committed. Now, they would sign with us in November. Now, when you start getting to the class of 2022 and the class of 2023, you know, we've had some players that were committed before the pandemic set in, and then we've had some players that have committed to us since the pandemic started. But we've, you know, what we've had to do is just basically do as much evaluation as we possibly can based upon watching them with streamed games that they're playing this summer, or that we, you know, knew up until the time that the pandemic kicked in. So, you know, it's been a unique way to recruit, but I don't feel like we're behind at all because of the great effort that Nolan Kane has put in. So I think we're right on schedule as far as recruiting goes, and I think we're making some good decisions, and we've got some really good ball players lined up into the future.
LSU coach Paul Menary, LSU baseball coach Paul Menary here on Sports Talk. Coach, there's been some talk about football, possibly a season possibly taking place in the spring. That would not be good for college baseball, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much it would affect us, Christian. We listen, football is the straw that stirs the drink, and everybody knows that financially. You know, football has to be played if we want to have an athletic department. What football does and the revenue that they generate basically pays for the majority of the sports at LSU, or at every school for that matter. If there was no football season, it would be really cataclysmic for athletic departments. Now, we're fortunate at LSU that we've been self-sufficient. You know, we generate enough revenue to pay for ourselves and put some money into the coffers to help other sports as well. So if, let's just say hypothetically, and I have no inside information on this, but just hypothetically, let's say football did get kicked to the spring and basketball got kicked to the spring and baseball got kicked. Obviously, it was not kicked to the spring, and that's when it's scheduled anyway. It would be a chaotic spring for a lot of game management people, and obviously fans would have to decide which events they'd want to go to. But I have a feeling that our administrations of all the SEC schools would make it work. You know, if there was a football game on Saturday and we had a home baseball series, we could always play Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, or we could play two on Friday and one on Sunday, or one on Friday and two on Sunday around the football game. I don't know how they would mix the basketball games in, but whatever cards are dealt us, Christian, we're going to make it work, you know, and we just want to get back out there on the field. But of course, we don't want to do it until it's, you know, healthy for all the student athletes, the staff, the fans, umpires, everybody. And I have all the confidence in the world that Greg Sankey and the SEC office and all the athletic directors are going to figure out what the right thing to do is.
Coach, what kind of dogs you got?
I'm sorry about that. We're actually babysitting my daughter's dog, and I didn't
It's okay. That's live radio. We're in quarantine. It doesn't matter, Coach. Like, the days of crisp, pristine radio, I mean, we're doing interviews with masks on. The audio's not all that clear all the time, so no worries whatsoever.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. What kind of dog is it?
Oh, he's just a mixed breed dog. My daughter is on a little vacation with her family, so we're babysitting her puppy over here.
How good was it to see MLB opening day last night?
Yeah, of course, you know, with the way craziness is, the game has to be stopped after six innings because of rain. That was pretty typical for the year 2020, I guess. Yeah, it was good to see the game be played. And right now I'm watching Aaron Nola pitch on my computer. The Phillies are opening right now, so he had a 1-2-3 inning in the first, which is good news. I was kind of half watching him while you and I have been talking. a little bit later today, we'll have Alex Bregman playing against Austin Nola, the Mariners against the Astros. So that'll be. I'm looking forward to watching that. It's unique, you know, not having anybody in the stands, but it's good at least to see some baseball being played again. It feels like forever since I've even, you know, watched a baseball game, much less been involved in one.
Yeah, Coach, can we get Dr. Fauci some throwing lessons? He struggled. He didn't have his command yesterday.
Listen, I've known some umpires that might have called that a strike.
Look, you've thrown out many a pitch, many a first pitches, I'm sure, at different ballparks, et cetera. And Bobby's done it a few times. I've done it. And what we learned is don't try to throw it hard. Just get it over the plate. Right?
Well, my advice has always been to keep it low because whoever's catching it can scoop a low one in the dirt or block it up. But when you sail it over the catcher's head, there's not much they can do about it. But when Dr. Fauci fired that one about 20 feet wide of the catcher, that one will be, I'm sure, replayed many times over the course of the next few years.
Yeah, that probably wasn't one of his proudest moments, that's for sure. But nonetheless, hey,
Hey, listen, I'd rather him be spending his time in the laboratories trying to figure out a vaccine than worrying about throwing baseballs, to be honest with you.
I'm with you. I totally agree, Coach. LSU Coach Paul Mineri here on Sports Talk. Coach, anything I didn't ask you that you want to pass along?
No. It's just good to talk to you and talk about LSU baseball again. We're looking forward to it.
Me too. Coach, have a good weekend, and thanks for the time.
Okay, Christian. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.